Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 19, 2018. Light of Life. Question: can the work on translating a text or other dissemination work help me go through spiritual descents? Answer: working with texts is the basis of our activities. The book does not go anywhere. It has an upper spiritual root. Even if it is on a computer, it is still a book, a text. 22 Hebrew letters form a spiritual kli, vessel. By reading and simultaneously preparing the text for others, you become a channel of communication between the Creator and them. Then the upper light passes through you. Otherwise, you block yourself and do not get anything from above. Everything is arranged so that there is the upper one, the Creator, you, and a third person. You must conduct the light from the Creator through yourself to the lower one. Baal-ha-Sulam writes in the foreword to the book The Tree of Life, each of us is connected with the entire chain of souls and generations. From this we see that in fact the person lives for the sake of satisfying the needs of all the souls, when each of the links conducts the light to the entire chain. When a person conducts the light through himself to the others, he is not restricted by anything. This is a wondrous feature because then he becomes the receptacle for all the infinite light. He does not stop it, but conducts it through himself, and therefore all the light becomes his. At the same time, he enjoys the fact that he adheres to the Creator, connects him with all the others, and fills others with the equivalence with the Creator. What can be more powerful than this state? Nothing. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 29th of October 2017. New Life number 952. The Creation of Life.
Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello, Dr. Leitman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yaela Shudarel. Hello. Today we're talking about the creation of life. There's a man, a woman, sperm, egg, and an embryo is created in the womb, and at some point, it's born. We have plenty of questions that we'd like to ask Dr. Leitman about the creation of life. Be with us, Yael, please. Yeah, the creation of life is a kind of a secret, a mystery. Seemingly it seems as something very natural, but if we take a deeper look, then there are many questions that we have no answers for. And we'd like to scrutinize these questions. At the beginning of the process, we know that there's a man and a woman, and both of them together create a new creature. New life, the combination of the two, creates a special combination that probably combines part of this, part of that, and maybe something in addition. And I'd like to open with the question and understand, why is it that you have to take two creatures and they give birth to a third creature? Why don't cells just divide like in very primitive living forms, where a cell divides and a new cell is created from it? Why not three or four creatures that create that new thing together? Why two? I didn't think that you're going to ask on this level, that this is the animate level. It's not on the living level. That's called spiritual life. But okay, life on the animate level was created as a result of evolution, both spiritual and also corporeal, necessarily out of two, which are the light and the vessel, or the will to bestow and the will to receive, where the will to bestow, because it's bestowal, it has created the will to receive, which is reception, and influences it, and by influencing the will to receive, it builds in the will to receive different forms, and these forms that it builds in the will to receive is the formation of new life. And in simple words, because I understand that there are two different forces here. Yeah. Why two? Why these two? In the beginning, we said that there's one force, the force of bestowal, of love, which is the Creator. And from that force of His love, He builds another force that He wants to bestow to, that He wants to benefit, which is the force of the creature, the will to receive. And all of creation, it includes only two forces. And then, what's created then? We have two forces that create a third thing. What's created? The result is a change in the power of the will to receive in the creature that gradually is influenced by the Creator, by the force of bestowal and love, and takes on different forms, goes through different forms as a part of the formation of new life. When an embryo is created in the mother's womb, it's a result of the combination of two parts, the male part and the female part, where the connection between the two eventually gives birth to a third factor. The question is, why does this combination that gives birth to new life, this new created being, at its basis begins from the connection of the male and female? Because it's exactly the same root, the will to bestow and the will to receive. The Creator, which is the will to bestow, has created the created being, which is the will to receive, and influences the created being in such a way that as a result of the combination of the two, it gives birth to development. The will to receive starts receiving different influences from the will to bestow. And as a result, it changes. These changes, they every time bring it to as if new birth, the birth of new qualities. And after all this cascading of these two forces, it also reaches matter in our world that starts with a big bang and starts spreading according to those same laws that existed before the big bang on the spiritual ladder, and the cascading of these two spiritual forces of the will to receive and the will to bestow. And later, what happens is that this desire to bestow, it has the same inclination, tendency all the time to benefit the will to receive, and that eventually reaches the development of the inanimate, vegetative, animate, and the speaking. And then, when the development on speaking level comes to an end, and there is the understanding that the will to receive has come to a dead end, then from here begins the spiritual development. When as it returns to the same state of the one upper force as it was in the beginning. So the structure that we see that new life comes from, it consists of the male force that connects with the female force and give birth to a third party, because at the basis of creation, there are two acting forces, the will to receive and the will to give, that in a certain interaction between them, they build the whole of reality, and at the end of which we also have the physical world. And the main thing is what happens in the female force, and the force of the will to receive. Great. This leads me to my next question. So I understand why two, because at the basis of creation there are two forces called the created being and the creator, or the will to receive and the will to bestow. Yes. We see that even though that we have two partners here, the male force and the female force, but life is comprised within the body of the woman. Yes. Why? Because a woman is the will to receive, and the Creator in our life is represented by man, the will to bestow, and therefore all of these changes take place in the woman. She develops the embryo, gives birth, takes care of him. She's the source of life, the essence of life. Everything comes from her. The center of life. So A woman is the center of life. Yes, why? Why doesn't something develop in the male body that will consist of the combination of these two forces, the male and female forces? Why does it happen in a woman? Because in development we reach a state where all the changes, they happen in the will to receive, and a woman in our world represents the will to receive. So the changes are happening inside the will to receive, and if so, what is the role of the will to bestow, of the other force? To give the beginning of life. But all the rest is developed by the woman, by the mother. Okay, let's look a second at the animal world. In the animate world, there's no difference between man and animal in this respect. Yeah, also male and female cat. Yeah, it's the same. What is there to talk about? The same way I talk about men and women, I can talk about males and females in all species. And is there any difference in this process? Not at all. So it's a biological process, of course, that completely corresponds to... We're a part of the animate level. Okay, so I just want to understand something basic. You said that there are two that create life because they're a copy of the fundamental forces working in creation that you call the will to receive and the will to bestow. And at the end of this entire evolution where I have a man or a woman, or even before that, cats and so on, after they mate and create a new life, the female force represents the will to receive and the male force represents the desire to bestow, to give. As if. Because in our world, both of them are egoists. This is exactly what I wanted to ask about. So it's not that by this, we defined all creatures in nature that the female part is the will to receive as opposed to the male part, which is the will to bestow, because this isn't how it is in reality. Right. But they symbolize this. What exactly is it, if you can? They represent, let's put it this way. But it's not what operates in them and motivates them in their interactions. No, both of them are completely egoistic. But why is this representation important? It's a projection of a copy of spirituality where two completely opposite forces work. Going back to what we talked about, that there are very primitive life forms in which cells divide, and in more developed life forms there is the meeting between the male and female that create a third thing. What is the reason that in developed life forms it exists and in primitive life forms it doesn't exist? Not only that it doesn't exist there, but they can easily change their sex. Sometimes it's a female, sometimes it's a male. They still haven't reached such a competition between the sexes that will demand two bodies. So also in the animate, there is a kind of development, both in this respect of the formation of life. Okay. A new body that's formed, it's a combination of the male body and the female body, the parents, or is there something else there, in addition? It's very hard for us to talk about this because it's unknown to scientists. Kabbalists know this, but to explain it, what exists in the newborn from the mother and the father, and in what qualities, and what cells, on what intellectual, on what emotional degrees, it's impossible to explain. But the merging is wondrous. It also has to do with the root of his soul. There's one more component here, as it says in the Wisdom of Kabbalah, that the father gives the whiteness, the mother the redness, and the creator gives the soul. There's another inner spiritual component here, meaning. So you said integration, that's so wondrous, that it is impossible to determine what comes from the father, what comes from the mother. It is possible, but it is impossible to explain it. You said that there's one more thing here, that it is the embryos or the future human being's root of the soul. So just to understand that there's not only the mother and the father, and each of them gave something, it integrated and there's a result, but there is a third component. The third component is the soul. It's called the soul that comes from a higher force that manages the mother and the father for them to merge and bring the body. And the spirit of life comes into the body from a higher degree than the mother and the father. In accordance with the qualities that the mother and the father give the embryo, and according to the merging of these as if corporeal qualities, comes the soul. Or we should say it the other way around, that the soul determines the kind of merging that will occur in the embryo. Again, please. The soul, which is a higher means, that as if comes from the Creator. This is what we call a higher degree in the wisdom of Kabbalah. It comes and determines what kind of merger will happen between the mother and the father, and what form, and what order, and what intensity in the child. Who will be the parents, or everything? Everything's determined by the soul, both who they're going to be and also what the mix is going to be. Because eventually we see that there are brothers or even twins that are born to the same parents, and they're still different. So this is what I want to ask about, that additional component you pointed out, that beyond the biological body that's created, what is that new life? What's actually created there? What is this thing that's created in this amalgamation? What's created is life, or the male and the female, maybe two males and two females. It doesn't matter. If it's cats or something, then there it could be much more. That's not the issue. But what are you asking about? What's actually created there? What is that life, that new life? The life that's created is the development of that soul, of that reshimo, that exists in the corporeal merger between the mother and the father, that only give the body its form and give the body different desires and qualities and mentality, but everything that has to do with this world. But the main thing for us is what he gets, what we call the upper reshimo, which he gets from a higher degree, from his root, the root of his soul, where when he grows, he already receives support from his corporeal basis that he got from his mother and father in order to support the soul. This is something that I have to understand. In order to understand this, I'll ask you questions that will compare two processes. I want to understand, when I have a cat, male and female cats, what happens there, and I'll ask about that in a moment, as opposed to a man and a woman, what happens there. There are two cats, male and female. The male cat gives some kind of a male force. The female cat gives some kind of female force. And then, as a result of these two forces, new life, a kitten, will start forming in the mother cat. Yes. Sorry for pointing at you. This small kitten that will start forming now, I don't know how many months it takes, but what starts developing there, it's only the result of the male and female pulses that connected, or is there some additional thing there? Upper force? I don't know, you tell me. Of course. Is there a third thing there? Of course there is. What is this third thing for cats? I can't explain. Is it female or male? Okay. Neither. Okay, now about men and women. So I always have The godly root from above. Okay, the godly root from above, it's what? It's a piece of God. What is that? Suppose a piece. So, does a piece of God also exist in that small kitten that will soon be born? Even in a rock. So in the still vegetative animate and people, when something new is born, there will be the combination on the corporeal level. On the animate level, you already said. There is the male and the female, and the extra thing, which is what? It's spiritual, this additional component. Of course, what is this spiritual component, Dr. Lightman? Try something. So and so. I want to ask from a different angle. Suppose we have the physical body, the hardware, and we have the program, which is the brain that activates it, the qualities, the desires, and everything else that activates it on the corporeal level. But besides that, there's also a vital force there. In that camp. Also in people, there is a vital force. But if we're talking about a cat, then we understand, okay, a kitten. Beyond the physical body that was created from the mutual DNA of the male and female, there is a vital force there. What creates this vital force? Otherwise, it's a machine. It's a biological body that there's nothing to it. This I don't understand. There's a biological body, and beyond the biological body, there's something additional. This is exactly what you get from above, from the Creator. The sustaining force on the degrees of the inanimate, vegetative, animate, and the speaking. That there's something here that's a result of the merger between the two. Also on the inanimate level, plus, minus, protons, electrons, also on the vegetative level, we have tremendous processes going on there, and also reproduction and so on, and also on the animate level, we're already talking about it, and also on the speaking level, there is a vital force, that there are two factors, plus and minus. From the inanimate and up to the speaking degree, that there's both the upper factor and also the two lower factors. All in all, three factors. In the wisdom of Kabbalah and spirituality, it's called three lines. So just to understand this vitality that you talked about, suppose a person has certain energy. If he's redheaded, then he's, you know, he's very active. There are people that are, why go into all of these details? What is that related to spirituality or corporeality? Does it have to do with that vital element or corporeal elements? Corporeal elements. So, what additional thing is there beyond the body, beyond the vital force that I just described, that energy, basic energy that a person has, or qualities, or however you call it, what is there that he needs in order to live? But try and revive anything you want. It's dead and you want to revive it. Can you? I can't instill the spirit of life into it. This is what I'm talking about. Yeah, people are dying to do it. There are movies about it, but no. Because it comes from above, from a higher degree than the mother and the father. Plus and minus. And what does this vital force give a person? The upper force. What does it say about his life? How does it change his life? It's according to the general plan of creation. If this creature has to live in order to realize the meaning of life, the purpose of life, then from above, he gets the vital force and lives. When does this happen? Going back to the cats. I come from a farm, so I have many discernments regarding cats. Cats mate. There's the male force that enters the female body. There's the female force. Something happens there, and soon we'll have kittens. Now, this vital force that can come from above, as you say, and you'll explain in a moment what does above from above mean. Where does it come in? At what stage on the axis of time? I had a cat, mated with a female cat? When does this additional factor, the vital force, join the party? It doesn't join, they join him. He's first, of course. He determines that there will be a coupling here, and there will be the creation of new life. He needs this new life, the upper force, and therefore he pushes the male cat to the female cat. He orders the mating. Of course, why? Because he needs the procreation of life until all of life will develop and reach their goal. What is it? The goal is that this third force, the upper force, which is upper to the mother and the father, for it to become revealed to everyone, because it has, or he has, created life and developed it and brought it to a perfect degree. So, if I understand correctly, there is some force here that you call the upper force, or as you said, a force that comes from above. Above means above the ordinary intellect and emotions of the ordinary people, above our emotional and intellectual ability to perceive, yes. So beyond our abilities of intellectual and emotional perception, there is a certain force that we can't even call a partner, but it realizes all the different connections between the different forces in creation, between the plus, minus, male, female, between everything that creates the formation of new life and more. And the purpose of this entire creation is that at the end of everything, this force will become revealed. Yes. Through what? Through all of these integrations that he created between all the forces of nature? No. Then how? That these creatures, called human beings, will reach such a development that they will want to reveal him. And how will they reveal him? They'll ask, they'll demand it. They'll demand what? For him to reveal himself. Why would they? They'll have a need for it, a deficiency for it. Where does life come from? What is the meaning of life? What are we living for? You ever heard these questions? I asked many such questions throughout my lifetime. Exactly. The more such questions you have, and the more well-formed they are, they will force this force to become revealed. Give us a few hints. Until he reveals himself. What kind of force are we talking about? Because the upper force, it's a concept that billions of people around the world, they believe in different forces. Kabbalah doesn't deal with beliefs, faith. It deals with facts. So what is the fact? What is that upper force that you're talking about that has to become revealed, that orders all of these matings, integrations? The force of bestowal and love. What do you mean by bestowal? Giving. There's the force, there is a force of bestowal and love? Yes. Where is it? It is in all of reality. It is reality itself. And that component, additional component, that is added to the coupling, the mating of the male and the female, it's that component of giving and love that comes from that force? Yes. And that component, what does it aim us at? What does it do with us? Where does that love burst out? Where is it taking us? It's pushing us, he's pushing us to such a development that we will need him. We'll identify him inside us. After we'll need him, we will. Dr. Lightman, half a minute left, last question. What does it mean that the force of love and bestowal exists in the whole of reality? In the whole of reality, in everything that we can understand, feel, talk about, that we perceive, doesn't matter what. It all exists and lives only because in each and every creature and in everything together exists this force of bestowal and love, giving and love, called Bore, Creator, from the words Bo'ue, come and see. Why? Because we have to come and see, meaning to reveal him. Dr. Lightman, this was amazing. Thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.